Class 3, Subject English Literature, Chapter 5, Topic Rumpelstiltskin, Part 2. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. Please turn to page 37. We will discuss the chapter. The following week, a grand wedding took place. The handsome king married the miller's daughter in the little village church, and the miller's daughter became the queen. The people were dancing and singing, and the table was laid with roast bakes, bread of all kinds, cakes and pastries. The miller was very happy because he now became the king's father-in-law. After a year, a beautiful son was born to the queen. Everyone loved the little prince. The prince looked like his mother with his black curls and blue eyes. The queen had forgotten about the dwarf, till all of a sudden the dwarf stepped right into her royal chamber. That means where the queen lived. The queen felt very, very scared and was shocked. She did not know what to do. She had forgotten about the promise. So she offered him all her wealth. Wealth, you understand, children? Gold, money, and the part of the kingdom. But the dwarf did not want all this. He wanted the child. So the queen begged the dwarf, but the dwarf did not move. He demanded the little baby. So now the queen began to cry, and she was crying very, very bitterly. So the little man felt sorry for her. Now on page 38, he said, "All right, I will give you 3 days. You have to guess my name. If you don't guess my name, the child will be mine. If you can guess my name, then the child will be yours." And he disappears. Now the queen was very, very worried and started thinking the whole night. And she could not sleep. And she thought of all different kinds of names. So the next day, she calls for a messenger and tells him to go to all the places in the kingdom and look for uncommon names.